This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said today the whole world is going through some kind of stress, and in such a situation, yoga gives us direction to peace. Leading the celebrations on the 11th International Yoga Day from Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said, for the 11th time, the world is coming together on June the 21st to practice yoga, highlighting how yoga has beautifully united people across the globe.
Aaj 11 saal baad hum dekh rahe hain ki yoga duniya bhar mein करोड़ों लोगों की जीवन शैली का हिस्सा बन चुका है. मुझे गर्व होता है जब मैं देखता हूँ कि हमारे दिव्यांग साथी ब्रेल में योग शास्त्र पढ़ते हैं, वैज्ञानिक अंतरिक्ष में योग करते हैं, गांव-गांव में युवा साथी योग ओलंपियाड में भाग लेते हैं.
The Prime Minister said the theme of this year's day, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds us how the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations. He said to spread yoga in the world, India is further strengthening the science of yoga through modern research, and the major medical institutions of the country are engaged in research on yoga. He further added that it is India's effort that the scientific aspect of yoga should find a place in the modern medical system. Mr. Modi added that this was not just support for a proposal, it was a collective effort of the world for the welfare of humanity.
दिल्ली के एम्स ने भी बहुत अच्छा काम करके दिखाया है. एम्स की रिसर्च में सामने आया है कि योग की कार्डियक और न्यूरोलॉजी डिसऑर्डर्स के उपचार और विमेन हेल्थ और मेंटल वेलबींग में अहम भूमिका है. साथियों, नेशनल आयुष मिशन के जरिए भी योग और वेलनेस के मंत्र को आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है.
The 11th International Yoga Day was grandly celebrated along the scenic coast of Visakhapatnam with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the event. International Yoga Day is being observed across the country. In Madhya Pradesh, the 11th International Day of Yoga was celebrated with enthusiasm across the state. A state-level yoga practice session was held at Atal Path in Bhopal. Hundreds of people took part in the program. In Ladakh, International Yoga Day was celebrated with great enthusiasm at the Kri Sultan Chu Sports Stadium in Kargil. President Draupadi Murmu took part in a yoga camp held at the police line in Dehradun today, highlighting India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage. The president said the global community now holds greater respect for yoga, with people across continents reaping its benefits.
योग पूरी मानवता की साझा धरोहर बन चुका है. ये भारत की सॉफ्ट पावर का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण उदाहरण है. भारत की पहल पर योग के प्रति विश्व समुदाय का सम्मान बढ़ा है और दुनिया भर के लोग इससे लाभान्वित हो रही है.
A special yoga session was also organized at Akashvani headquarters in the national capital. Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, ADG L. Madhunag, officials and staff participated in the program and practiced yogasanas. Iran has said that it would not discuss the future of its nuclear program while under attack by Israel. Iran made this remark yesterday after foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany and the European Union met their Iranian counterparts in Geneva for nuclear talks. Javelin star Neeraj Chopra won the men's javelin throw competition of the Paris Diamond League 2025 at Stade Sébastien Charlety last night. Two-time Olympic medalist Chopra won the title with a best effort of 88.16 meters achieved with his first throw. The 27-year-old Chopra outclassed Germany's Julian Weber, who finished second with a 87.88 meter throw.
I'm happy with the throw, but it was my first throw and it was a good start, and I was hoping for throw really good today. My run-up was really fast today. I can't control my speed, but I'm happy with the result and with first position.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.